Republicans don't believe in climate change. Or do they? It's the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Reed Frazier. Donald Trump and Republicans in Congress say they're not so sure about the science of climate change, even though the vast majority of scientists agree. We're warming the planet, and if we don't stop, it'll have big consequences for us. A recent Pew study found only 11% of conservative Republicans say climate scientists understand the causes of climate change very well. So, can anything change their minds about the subject? One conservative says yes. Bob Inglis is a former South Carolina Republican congressman who now heads a group called RepublicEN.org. The group aims to promote free market solutions to climate change. Inglis said when he first started serving in Congress in the 1990s, he didn't believe in climate change. But then in 2004, something changed his mind.
My son came to me. He was voting for the first time. He just turned 18. He's the oldest of our five kids. And so he said to me, "Dad, I'll vote for you, but you're going to clean up your act on the environment." He was going to vote for me no matter what. What he was really saying was, "Dad, I love you, and you can be better than you were before."
Is it really that since Democrats think this is a problem, we are not going to think this is a problem? Is that all that's going on, or is there something else?
We haven't seen, as conservatives, we haven't seen a solution that we like yet. And so what we have here is we have something called solution aversion. We think that the solution is going to be a larger government that taxes us, that regulates us, that takes away liberty, that grows a nanny state. And so we reject the existence of the problem.
What is a conservative solution to climate change? Is it a carbon tax that you think is the best solution to this?
Yeah, we think that a carbon tax is the simplest way to do this. So you just go to the 2,000 companies that either mine coal or put stuff in a pipeline. That could be natural gas or it could be petroleum. You just go to them and you say, "Your product has just been taxed." Let's say it's a $25 per ton price on carbon dioxide. We know how much CO2 is going to come out of the burning of those products. That's scientifically known. And so we just say, "You've just been taxed, $25 a ton." Now, at the end of that pipeline, it means the price of gasoline goes up by 25 cents a gallon. And it means that the price of electricity goes up by 1 to 2 cents per kilowatt hour, depending on where you live. So, in other words, it's not a catastrophic change to our lives. It's 25 cents a gallon of gasoline, and it's 1 to 2 cents per kilowatt hour. But then you take that money and you recycle it immediately to the taxpayer. So there's no growth of government. This is essential for us because we're conservatives. So we would recycle that money either by cutting taxes somewhere else or by dividending the money, all of it, back to American taxpayers.
Bob Inglis is a former South Carolina Republican congressman who now heads a group called RepublicEN.org. The group aims to promote free market solutions to climate change. There's more of this interview on our podcast, Trump on Earth. You can find that on our website, AlleghenyFront.org. That's the Allegheny Front Environment Update for this week. I'm Reed Frazier.